you're just a few minutes away from me, well under an hour drive, way under. Actually, within a bicycle ride for me. I've ridden from here to downtown Asheville and back before in a day. Actually, in the afternoon, really. It takes me about 6 hours to do that on a bicycle. A little over 100 miles round trip. But, yeah, y'all are going to be lucky. You're going to get some snow. I think I'm actually almost expecting to see snow flurries on my way to work tomorrow. It's not going to stick here. We will not get enough speed or volume of snowfall. It's not going to fall fast enough or enough of it in order for it to accumulate at all. But I would not be surprised to see a few flakes blowing in the breeze as the system leaves up out of here. I'm kind of expecting to see that because I'm so close to the mountains. So y'all are really looking out on the snow. I'm really jealous about that. The storm you're talking about was from March of 1993. I was not born yet. That was just over a year before I was born. But that was a pretty decent snow event in the last one we've had in the area. We had bigger snowstorms in the upstate from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But the 93 storm was probably the nastiest because of how fast the snow came down and the high winds associated with it as well. Very, very heavy wet snow, and it came through with high winds in places up to or just a hair over 100 miles an hour for the wind gusts, including Tryon, North Carolina. They got pulverized by it, and it messed that town up really bad. They had nearly tornado-like damage through Tryon, along with all the heavy snowfall. And after that, it got very, very cold. Lows right around zero. A little bit below and a little bit above, depending on where you're at.
Brought back some memories. It was a really cool experience. And I remembered about a week or two ago, we were talking about the tornado that was coming down on to your friend in Kentucky. And I watched the weather. I wanted to be a meteorologist back when I was young. But I've been looking at the storm system coming. And it says 6 to 10 inches, but I don't know. I think the bulk of the front is already north of us. We're still going to get some, but I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe 3 to 4 inches.
I don't very much because I'm not expecting it to impact me at all. But I'll look at it here in just a second and see what I think of it. I'm kind of curious about it. I know that y'all are expecting some snowfall. At least that's what the weather service has been promising. Oh wow, I'm seeing a lot of reports in here of snowfall coming down, including near the Birmingham, Alabama area. They're reporting snowfall along and north of I-59.
Dang.
Weather app, man. I have reports of snowfall. I'm going to click on a few and see if they have any, no accumulation totals, just that it's falling. People can go on different weather apps. I use an app called Radar Scope for my radar, and, they're just showing that it's actually snowing. I'm gonna look at this. I'm looking at something else. I'll be back. I'll say something in just a second.
JKB, yeah, go ahead, Daniel. Look that up. I'm listening. But yeah, I didn't get to say earlier. I did the camping trip over New Year's Eve. That's the first time I've ever did primitive camping, tent camping on New Year's Eve. He's an old buddy of mine, and he's a tech. He's got his tech license, and we camped right next to a stream at the fish hatchery, and it happened to be a registered park for Parks on the Air. And so I did my first activation New Year's Eve at the fish hatchery near Brevard, North Carolina, on New Year's Eve, and I did 25 contacts, and I cut it off because I started getting the pile up, and I got all nervous.
Wow, yeah, it's going to be really, really stressful. I see what you mean about it being north of you right now, but that system is pushing southward. It's pushing from northwest to southeast, so you do have a line headed your way, but it hasn't made it down to the mountains yet. It's kind of like today's rainfall took so long for it to come across the country and come down to us from the other day, because I've seen it coming and coming and coming for a long time. This system is going to take a little bit to come down to you as well. So just because it's north of you now doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. It looks like it's running from southwest to northeast, but the line itself is moving from northwest to southeast. It's coming down towards you. It just hasn't got there yet, but it's got some pretty decent snow rates in it.
Museum, KU4JKV. Yeah, I think we doubled for about a minute and a half there. But, well, if the snow's coming, bring it on. I like snow, as long as it hangs around for a while.
It does?
Or somebody else had mentioned earlier. No, it was somebody else. It might have been Harry. About the ground temperatures have been so warm, and they are warm ground temperatures, that the snow is not going to stick very well. But then he also said that it's going to be at such a volume, and then there's going to be such a temperature drop, that it will stick. But since there's been such an established ground temperature, a warm ground temperature, it probably won't stick for long. So it might be melted off by evening, but we could see good levels. I'm betting on 10 inches.
I'm going to put a bet out there, too. We'll see who's closer. I'm going to say you will get 5 inches. Harry might get 6.
JC4EZ, and I was up here in the storm of 93, so 6 inches doesn't scare me.
You remember that, because I remember that. I was probably about 19 years old right then, right about 19, 20 years old. And I was at my grandparents' house in southern Ohio, and that storm came down, it was 3 feet. And I had never seen anything like that since. Over.
Well, I work with Boy Scouts, so not as active as I used to be, but I was in charge of a training course, and that was the weekend that we had picked out for our staff development, and as things went, we were supposed to be in Banner Elk that weekend, and I talked to the gentleman up there, and he says, you know, he says, based on the weather forecast, he says, I'd say that y'all don't need to be up here. And I was looking at it, and it didn't seem too bad for Ashburn, so I called all my people, and I said, you know, we're not going to go to Banner Elk. I said, y'all come to the house. And we lived close to Sand Hill School, or we'll get you located close enough. And so I had 10 people at my house that weekend, and Friday night we did our thing, and Saturday morning we woke up, and one of the guys slept in the back of his pickup truck in my driveway. And he could not get out, or at least ways easily, because the wind had blown the snow over his truck. And so the power did not go off at all that weekend, and we were comfortable and did our practices and all that stuff. And Sunday afternoon, some of the guys got out and shoveled my street up to Sand Hill Road and so they could go home. And then one of the guys lived in Otto. He spent the night and went home Monday. And he was in a little community that had a private phone service, and their backup batteries had died. So when he got home, he found out that his wife and his mother-in-law had spent the weekend cooking over their fire logs because they lost power and all of that. So, yeah, it was an interesting weekend. I don't think I want to do that again, although right now going to work and stuff like that, so not on my list anymore. So like I say, bring it on and we're going to have fun. KC4EZN.
Well, back in 1988 in January down there around Greenville, they had about a foot of snow back at that time. J.I. 4 L.C.I. 4.
about that? KO4JKV.
Was it exactly like some of the others, but it was the most snow we've had around in these parts down here in quite some time. You had places down there above Greenville with a foot of snow, and we're not really got a lot of snow plows and stuff around here to get this stuff up with. And needless to say, it was a very interesting time. Back then, everybody owned first responders was all analog, and everything was really popping.
Use radio to communicate. I don't know. Foot of snow. I think that's what we're about to get tonight.
Hold up, KC4EZN.
The JKV. I was telling Andy, I think we might get a foot of snow up here. They say, I've been checking the weather channel, and they're saying 6 to 20 inches, so that's a big margin there.
What I'm talking about, back in January 1988, was down around Pelham Road and all down around down there on 85, that was, back then. But up where you are, anything's possible. KI4LZ got portable 5D.
Yeah, back in 88, the 85 was closed down for over a week because it was so bad. Some places upwards of 14 inches up towards Spartanburg, KK4FTU.
PXB.
KI4LZF4.
4PXB. Yeah, when last year, I actually got, 2 years ago, I was flying in from Key West into Atlanta. We left Key West and it was 84 degrees. In Atlanta, it was snowing. And so there was no hotels within 100 miles. And so we got online, started making a car reservation to drive home to Simpsonville. And so that way we just slowly just drove on home because there was not a hotel within 100 miles of Atlanta. And since I live in Greenville, that I just said, I just drove slow and went on to the house.
I don't want to remember that. I'm glad Richard remembers that, too.
I'm soaking in all this history. I like to know about this kind of stuff. It'll eventually happen again.
KO4 PXB. Yeah, due to the fact that me and my wife just don't want, we're, I guess, in a strange area for power outage. We took our taxes and got a 5 kW generator that's one of the generators that runs on natural gas. That will run our whole house, the heat, AC, and everything. We just can't run the dryers and stove all at the same time because it'll cut itself off. But other than that, we can run everything in the house, on that natural gas generator.
It's going to actually materialize in this way or not, but if it does, all the Skywarn activity will be on 145.47, tone 91.5, just for informational purposes.
For JKB, yeah, I just looked at the radar. I'm looking at it again. We're definitely going to get something, but as Daniel said, Harry said, the ground temperature... just the fact the current temperature now, I don't think we're going to get all that much, but we're going to get a lot of precipitation for sure. We're going to have a big storm in the middle of the night, over.
And don't underestimate how well the snow can accumulate with the snowfall rates up as high as they're going to be. I have seen it when the system was set up like this. I've seen it snow 3 inches an hour before and actually accumulate 3 inches in 1 hour on a warm ground surface. So I'm definitely saying that it can definitely happen. So just keep your eyes open. It might.
KV, I was transmitting, but my radio timed out. But, yeah, I'll keep my eyes open, and it just might. I'm hoping it is. I'd like to see a lot of snow, especially I haven't seen much lately. So I kind of want to stay up for it, but it's supposed to really hit around 3 a.m., over.
Go to bed now. Set your alarm to get up at 3 and then watch it come down. I might have to turn on the radio before I leave for work and see what y'all are up to and see how much it's snowing up there. Sadly, I won't get to go play and I have to go to work. So, that's too bad for me. Plus, my vehicle is dismantled at this time, so I'll have to put it back together. Hopefully, it'll be done before we get one of them here.
And I got to, I'll probably still have to go to work because I live really close, so. But, yeah, always hope for the best, and, you know, and all that stuff. But all right, I'll leave it there. I'll just turn it back to you. I'll be listening for a little bit. KO4JKV, and, yeah, looking forward to snow. 7-3.
LZI, KO4JKB.
Yeah, as soon as I was walking out of the room, you said something about lightning, and just the way the weather is with the warm temperatures that we have right now and this big cold front coming through, that is probably a big thing that would happen. It could be like a winter storm with lightning, over.
I can't afford to buy this stuff again like some of them can anymore, and I don't have the insurance anymore, so I'm right here on HT rubber duck running a half watt and getting into the repair. Thing about having HTs is that you're not plugged into anything.
You can, it'll still operate no matter what's going on around you.
KX4YM. Hey, you guys that have to drive tomorrow, you watch out for all those people that have never driven in snow before. If you can avoid driving without being around the crazy folks, you might be a little bit safer.
If I wake up tomorrow and it's snowing, I'm actually not going to go to work. My vehicle's broke, and my boss man told me he'd fire me if I rolled into work on my motorcycle with snow on the ground. He said it's pretty inconsiderate of everybody else around me, even if I was able to make it there. He said it's just not safe. So if it wakes up, if I wake up tomorrow and there's snow on the ground here, oh, vacation day for me.
It's really scary out there when you get people that have all-wheel drive cars that have never driven in snow, or front-wheel drive cars that have never driven in snow, and they think they can go anywhere at any speed. It's bumper cars.
No good when you're going sideways, KO4JKV.
KK4FTU.
That's why I like to go up in the mountains when it snows, away from everybody. I figure if they made it up to 5,000 feet with 2 foot of snow on the ground, they might know something about it. They probably didn't get there by mistake, and I feel a lot safer up there with no guardrails and on very narrow roads than I do in town with 4 inches on the ground and people sliding everywhere not knowing what they're doing.
Oh, I am on the side. 73 is all.
Just for the time being, KI4LZI4.
KC4EZN, Harry, are you still around? Keep them clear. 73s, everybody.